Members of the Muscogee Creek Nation say they're direct descendants of the people whose bodies were unearthed from the Okmulgee National Monument in the 1930s. Last month, tribal members traveled to Middle Georgia from Oklahoma for the annual Okmulgee Indian Celebration, a public observance of their culture and heritage that draws thousands of visitors each year. A few weeks before, they were here for a more private event, the reburial of 113 of their ancestors and 42,000 funeral objects. Raylan Butler is the tribe's historic and cultural preservation manager. She oversaw the reinterment.
Those individuals, you know, at one time they had a proper funeral and they were buried by people that loved them. And so for us, the most respectful thing we can do is to put them back where they belong and to make sure that it was done in a respectful way and to let them be at rest again.
Butler says the wishes of Native people were overlooked when archaeologists unearthed nearly 3 million objects from Okmulgee in the 1930s and split them between museums, universities, and the federal government.
No one asks the descendants, you know, is it okay if we keep them in these facilities for 80 years to study them?
Amberly Proctor is here for the celebration as the current Miss Muscogee Creek Nation. She says while she's happy her ancestors have been returned to Okmulgee, she wishes the reinterment wasn't necessary.
It's very emotional because, you know, when we bury our people, they're meant to stay buried. They should never be, you know, dug up. We never should have had to come to this point where we had to put them back where they belong.
And putting them back is a lengthy process. It took this tribe 20 years. The Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, allows descendants to request the return of remains held by the federal government. But the process is different for museums like the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian. Butler says the tribe believes additional remains are there, but must go through a lengthy process involving extensive research to get them back.
A lot of times our histories are oral history, and we can't necessarily prove that we were in an area before we were contacted. And so I think tribes have a hard time being able to prove or to prove in an empirical way that those remains are affiliated to us.
Jackie Swift is repatriation manager at the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C., and she's of Comanche and Apache descent. She says the museum tries to be flexible in the repatriation process.
Looking at this from a human rights position, you know, every human being deserves a respectful burial, and in this case, reburial. And so we really try and look at it from that perspective.
Back at the festival, John Brown, an elder of the Muscogee Creek Nation, says he hopes more remains will be brought back to Okmulgee while he's still alive to see it.
I do hope that at some point that they do realize that that's real important, especially to the Native Americans, that their bones and their remains go back to where they need to be, where their people put them.
He says for his people, that place is Okmulgee. For the Center for Collaborative Journalism at Mercer University, I'm Katie Atkinson.